Have you filed your taxes yet? Tax day is just a few days away, and the state's Consumer Protection Unit is warning it's seeing an increase in a new type of tax time scam, tax-related identity theft. That's where thieves use your personal information to file for a tax refund with the IRS before you get a chance to submit your taxes. Ed Sniffen is a senior assistant attorney general with the state's Consumer Protection Unit. He says the unit first started hearing reports of tax-related identity theft in 2012.
So what they'll do is they'll get this personal information on you, and then they will fake, basically, a tax return for you and try to get a tax refund in your name using your Social Security number. And a lot of times, they won't be using your actual tax information, so it won't be necessarily your employer or your wages or your income. They'll make all that up. So it could be somebody with your name and social and claim you work for someone you didn't know you worked for or have never worked for, and they'll make up an amount of salary for you, and they will essentially fake a W-2 form in your name and submit that and try to get a fake tax return back. So then when you go to file a legitimate tax return, you know, the IRS has red flags going off. Hey, wait a minute, you've already got a tax refund. What's the deal? And that's when it's discovered.
So if it's already been done and processed and the scammers have already gotten the money back, then what happens to you who lost your identity?
Well, and that's the tricky part. It's not a good situation to be in, definitely. There's like any identity theft, there's a whole checklist of things that, you know, everyone recommends you do. You need to, you know, report the theft to local law enforcement. You should check your other financial accounts, make sure that, you know, you don't have any other credit cards out there in your name, you know, check your current reports and other things. But when it comes to dealing with the IRS on this particular refund, especially if they're telling you, hey, wait a minute, we're not sending you your refund, you've already applied for a tax refund and we've sent it to you, you can actually file what they call a identity theft affidavit with the Federal Trade Commission, and then also work with the IRS to go through the process of figuring out that, okay, this was really a scam, and then eventually you'll get your refund back. That process is complicated a little bit, it's difficult, and it can take some time. So it's better to not be in that situation if you can, but if you do find yourself to be the victim of some kind of a tax refund scam, you're just going to have to go through the process. And the IRS actually has a guide on their website for taxpayers who have been victims, and they actually have a specialist unit that you can call, and they will work with you to kind of go through this process and work this out.
Is this type of crime increasing, and if so, why?
Yeah, that's a great question. We have seen an uptick in this kind of fraud in our office. We probably get, you know, 6 to 10 calls a week, especially this time of year during the tax season, of people who think they've been the victim of this kind of tax return fraud. And like I say, just in the last 3 or 4 years, it's been something that's you know, just come up on our head. Before then, we've never heard of it before. So it's definitely something that's relatively new. And it's getting a little worse. We speculate, we don't have any data on this, but it seems like the proliferation of these online tax filing systems has correlated with the tax refund fraud we're seeing. It's become really easy to get online and file, you know, with TurboTax or some other way, your tax returns now. And the easier it is for you to do it, you can imagine, and the easier it becomes for scam artists to do it as well.
Ed Sniffen is a senior assistant attorney general with the state's Consumer Protection Unit.